The very first retreat I went on as a young priest, the director asked us, "What was the most memorable phrase you've ever heard in your life?" We go back to words our parents spoke to us or teachers, and then he focused a little more clearly, because I'm speaking about the words of Jesus. And before any one of us could raise our hand or answer, he just said, "The words, the most memorable words ever spoken, not just in the areas of faith, but in all of the world, are those words of Jesus: this is my body, this is my blood." As one scripture commentator offered a reflection, these words have shaped the life and spirituality of billions of people over the centuries. The Feast of Corpus Christi is over 700 years old. In Europe, it is often marked by processions around the church. Because Holy Thursday, when the Lord gave us the Eucharist and the priesthood, because it occurs in Holy Week with its focus on Jesus' passion and death, the church sets aside this special feast in June to reflect on the Eucharist itself, the gift of Jesus Christ to his church. And this morning we are given the grace in this, the Mother Church of our diocese, a grace-filled opportunity to reflect on the very heart of our Catholic life, the Eucharist, the Mass, and the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus' gift to the church on the night before he died was a gift not that came from parables or even his blessing, but his very self under the form of bread and wine. In the Eucharist, we know we have Jesus himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And when we come to church, whether it is here at the Cathedral of Our Lady of Lourdes or our parish church, or whatever diocese we are from, we don't have to hope that Christ will be here. He is. And his presence does not depend on our mood, the degree of our faith, or even whether or not we are in a state of grace. Christ is truly here. The Eucharist is the place of his presence. And Jesus, as he has told us, will abide with us until the end of time. Jesus gave us the Eucharist as a place of unity, to draw his followers to him and to one another. And it is troubling that the Mass over the centuries has been a place of much contention and debate for many years. It is perhaps thus a sign of how central the Mass is to our Catholic faith and to our spirituality that we are so sensitive to any of the changes that are introduced. We are sensitive because we care about the Mass, and we should be concerned if a priest or a bishop alters the Mass in such a way as if it is his own play toy or as if he's the host of a television show. And in the times I've been a bishop, I've had to discipline and bring to clarity what we might just simply call the shenanigans where a priest has used the Mass as his own play toy. It's also important to remember that when we receive Holy Communion, it is not just a personal gesture, but it's a public proclamation that we are in communion with Christ and his church. And thus, when we are in serious sin or live a life that departs from the gospel, where we cause actions by our words and actions become a source of scandal, we have problems. In our desire, we must seek the Lord with a sincere heart. And that requires us each, clergy and laity alike, to be humble, to seek forgiveness when necessary. And if we persevere in behavior that is seriously sinful, the church teaches us that we must refrain from communion until we've been reconciled with Christ and his church. It is so important for us to recognize that Christ is rich in mercy. And as Pope Francis has reminded us, the Eucharist is not reserved for the perfect, but is given to help us along this journey of life. But we also have to be very honest and clear as the church that when individuals, whether again hierarchy or clergy or elected officials, publicly parade around with big seals of the Ash Wednesday ashes on the forehead, and yet the very next day introduce legislation that attacks the very life. Individuals then must be reconciled with the Lord before receiving communion. Of course, the deeper issue for all of us in regards to the Eucharist is not whether another person's receiving worthily, but each of us must ask, am I receiving the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ worthily? Am I in communion with the Church and her teachings? If I struggle with a particular teaching, do I do so in humility, asking for the guidance of the Holy Spirit to guide me to truth? It is so essential for us as we try to live our faith in this very complicated time when even in the very church, those of us called to lead you as your bishops have failed you. We must strive to seek the Lord with a sincere heart. We must strive to receive worthily. But when we as individuals hold ourselves out as the source of all truth, that becomes an arrogance that separates us from the Lord. Rather, we must then seek to be again reconciled. For communion is an act of renewing our commitment to Jesus. It is a statement of our belief in the mystery of the real presence and of our fidelity to Christ and his church. All of us need, whether we are bishops or priests or deacons, religious, lay faithful, young people of all ages, struggling in this pathway to discipleship, we need to ask ourselves, how are we living our lives as the Lord has taught? If we are not in serious sin, but we are still not all we can be, the Lord wants us to be strengthened by his body and blood, and he will give us the grace we need to follow him ever more closely. The Feast of Corpus Christi is really a gift to us as we begin this summer, which hopefully will be a time of less busy schedules and of families spending time together. It's kind of like the annual checkup. And it invites us to ask ourselves, do we make the words and sacrifice of the Mass, do we make those words welcome in our hearts? Do we come to Mass each weekend? Do we seek out Mass when we're on vacation? Do we do something so simple as strive to fast an hour before reception of the Eucharist? When we come into this beautiful cathedral or whatever our parish church may be, do we genuflect in reverence to Christ present in the Blessed Sacrament? This is a feast also that reminds us that in Mass and the Eucharist, you and I make contact with the Jesus of the Gospels, the Jesus of history, the Jesus who is the center of our church. And here he comes to us personally with all the graces and the strengths we need to discern our vocations in life and to live and to persevere in what it means to be a disciple of Christ. And the Eucharist is so important to us if we feel at times overwhelmed, lost, or burdened. We all know we live in a world and in a society and a church where there is so much division and rancor. But when we receive Christ in the Eucharist, the living bread, he satisfies the hungers of our heart. He gives us the strength and nourishment, and he becomes a part of our very lives. It is in reception at the communion, at Mass, or in prayer before Eucharist and Blessed Sacrament, in the tabernacle, or in adoration. The question asked of us today is not what is the most important word we've ever heard, but rather is the Eucharist is the center of the church's life. Is it the center of our own lives?